is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Lex de Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, coming in and out of your life. This hour was started with John Fox and Those Good Old Dreams. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to hour number two of the first episode of the 10th season of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And I said that without a hiccup, didn't I? Wow. Amazing sometimes. Yes, indeed. Wow. And now let's pack your snacks, cue the playlist, and fire up the GPS. It's time to go on Let's Go on a Road Trip, where we uncover the quirkiest roadside attractions across the U.S. This week we're heading to Utah, a state known for its stunning national parks and a surprising array of offbeat wonders, starting with Moab, Utah, where we have Hole in the Rock. Just south of Moab, you'll find Hole in the Rock, a 5,000-square-foot home carved into a sandstone cliff by Albert Christensen over 12 years. The dwelling boasts 14 rooms, a 65-foot chimney, and original furnishings. Visitors can tour the home, explore a petting zoo, and view eclectic sculptures by artist Lyle Nichols, whatever. Yeah. Anyhow, moving on to Monroe, Utah, where we have Mystic Hot Springs. It offers a unique soaking experience with vintage bathtubs set amidst mineral-rich, rust-colored terraces. The resort also features retro buses and cabins for overnight stays, making it a perfect spot for relaxation and nostalgia. Moving on to Bonneville Salt Flats, you can find the Tree of Utah, a metaphor, apparently. Standing 67 or 87 feet tall in the Bonneville Salt Flats, the Tree of Utah is a surreal sculpture by Swedish artist Carl Moman. Constructed in the 1980s, it features colorful spheres and pods symbolizing life and hope in the barren landscape. Moving on to Salt Lake City, we have the Gilgal Sculpture Garden, which is tucked away, kind of hidden, a hidden gem filled with unusual stone sculptures and inscriptions. Created by Thomas Battersby Child Jr., the garden reflects his deep religious beliefs and features a sphinx with the face of Joseph Smith, the founder of the Latter-day Saints Church. And we also have Dinah the Pink Dinosaur in Vernal, Utah. Stands as a cheerful sentinel welcoming visitors to Utah's dinosaur land. This 40-foot-tall fiberglass statue was originally built in 1958 to promote a local motel and has since become a beloved landmark. How about that? And finally, Emery County, Utah, Goblin Valley State Park, home to thousands of mushroom-shaped rock formations known as hoodoos. These unique geological features create an otherworldly landscape that has even served as a filming location for science fiction movies. I got through that, didn't I? Yes, that sounds interesting. So, whether it's a home carved into a cliffs or pink dinosaurs or surreal sculptures, Utah's roadside attractions offer a delightful detour from the ordinary, so if you happen to be going through the Beehive State, take a moment and explore these quirky landmarks. They sound interesting. Not sure that I have the chutzpah to do it, though. Here's Hugo Winterhalter, and You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
relaxing and easy, is your summertime radio companion.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and Easy with Alan Tew in the orchestra. I Won't Last a Day Without You. Before that, we had Frank Chexfield. No, we didn't. We had Mike Curb Congregation and Sweet Gingerbread Man. Maurice Larkane with his version, his instrumental version before that. John Gregory, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. And Hugo Winterhalter, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. Here on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, where we have Lex de Azevedo and Voices. They're dreaming. I don't know what about, but they're dreaming about something.
For the clock I've been walking all night. It's the time I always think of. Me. you just bring me down.
I guess you'd say I'm getting nowhere, but in my dreams you always come around.
Here am I, I'm taking a chance, I'm walking on air.
Chatsfield takes us to the bottom of the hour with another version of a song called I'm Dreaming. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. More after this.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
with you.
Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66. The amazing Lonnie Hall, who I saw with Herb Alpert last week. In town, wonderful show. That's called Pretty World. Before that, we had Dick Baker, If You Leave Me Now, and Frank Jaxfield with I'm Dreaming. And you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for... Believe It or Not, where the truth is often stranger than fiction. So here are some of the most unusual stories from the last week or so. Beginning in Los Angeles, where they had the world's first sperm race. Yes, yes indeed. A startup called Sperm Racing, led by 17-year-old entrepreneur Eric Zhu, hosted what they claimed to be the first world's first sperm race, involved analyzing sperm samples from young male contestants to determine which had the most. That seems disgusting, actually. I don't know where this world is going, but anyhow, that's what they did. There were a lot of bets on that, too. It seems ridiculous. Mysterious black smoke ring over Kansas. It was spotted in the skies over Kansas and has gone viral, sparking a wave of wild theories and speculation across the internet. Captured on a video by eyewitness Frankie Cameron, the phenomenon has led to discussions ranging from UFOs to pyrotechnic mishaps. Similar sightings have occurred previously in England in 2017 and in Virginia just last year in 2024. UFO enthusiasts are really excited. Researchers have observed a disturbing trend in Central America, young male capuchin monkeys kidnapping the babies of nearby howler monkeys. The behavior, which includes carrying and sometimes harming the infants, is puzzling scientists. Some speculate it may be a form of social dominance or even boredom-induced aggression. The phenomenon raises questions about interspecies interactions, I can say that, and primate behavior. Oh my. The Blair Witch star, Heather Donahue, has found herself in the center of a local dispute in Freedom, Maine, where Donahue began making trees to help people navigate the dense forests, marking trees, rather. But some residents took issue with the markings, leading to tensions in the small town. The situation highlights the challenges of balancing individual initiatives with community norms. And finally, at the Cannes Film Festival, one attendee turned heads by appearing on the red carpet dressed as a bird. The individual's elaborate costume included feathers and a beak, leading to a mix of amusement and confusion among onlookers. The stunt added an unexpected twist to the festival's unusual glamour, rather. So, there you go. That's some weird news. It's almost like it's nothing like being in love. Anyhow, here's Ronnie Aldridge on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy, has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/sre and interact with us.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Sonny Curtis there with She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Neil Richardson with Here You Come Again, his orchestra and chorus there. Peter Appleyard with Moonlight Feels Right, Sven Lebeck with I Can't Tell You Why, and Ronnie Aldridge started that set with Almost Like Being in Love. We have time for one more, but let's get this in here.
Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata, ha ha.
First show of the 10th year.
Kino Tata. Kino Tata, Kino Tata, ha ha.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Excellent, yes. And here's Ronnie again with The Last Time I Saw Him on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. And all the news items were found by AI. Let's be honest. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-01. How about that? Ooh.